Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo. I'm your host here, and you know we are here week after week breaking those myths about mompreneurs and women who work from home, you know, like we're just kind of dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. And, you know, I love the shows that we share, and I love our rotating Wednesday show platform. And today, the rotation has come around to Productive Play with Debbie Dutton and Alyssa Sunger, the mother-daughter team that are the co-founders and co-creators of IfNotYouWho.org, a free website that offers over 300 different activities to make sure that your child is ready for kindergarten, because more than 4 million kids aren't when they start school each year. Focusing on some summertime activities, because as all of us know, those moms of us who work from home becomes the tough time. Family trips, ball games, everything else that you are doing. And this month, Debbie and Alyssa are sharing some ideas on summer survival with your preschoolers. They have a no-fail idea, and it's in their opinion, it's preparation. Preparation is everything, and they're going to give us some suggestions on how to put together a summer survival bag that is kept in the car, ready for stops in a park or an unplanned long wait at the doctor's office. There's no need to purchase new apps or games. It's just a little creative thinking on your part. And today, they are going to focus on ways to use time in the car, going to and from activities, going on long car trips, or waiting for a sibling to finish up a practice to create fun learning opportunities. So I'm really excited to welcome Debbie
Thanks,
and Alyssa
Dori.
Here
well,
to
welcome
Word
to the Productive Play Radio Show. I am Debbie Dutton, and I'm very excited to have you join us for this month's radio show. You know, each month our show touches on lives of preschoolers, you know, those children between the ages of 3 to 6, and why this is such an important time frame of their lives. And we have some ideas to share that can help and explain this unique childhood age. You know, part of our parent responsibilities is to provide the essentials needed for early childhood development of our children. You know, as adults, we need to provide the shelter, the clothing, the food, and a safe environment for children to grow. And you know, that's a huge responsibility, but don't forget that having fun with our preschoolers is also an important piece of raising a child. You know, fun and summer often go together until you discover that new schedules, sunburn, tired and bored kids can also happen. So join us as we share some ideas on ways to prepare for this summer. And today, Alyssa Sungar is co-hosting with me as we chat about how to survive the summer with young children. Welcome, Alyssa.
Thanks, Debbie. I'm excited to be here. You know, summertime often gives families a different schedule. You know, perhaps preschool is over, or you might have vacations on the horizon. You know, lots of times there's more sporting events, or one of my favorite, I love spending more time at the pool with the kids. But what does appear to happen is that there's much more time spent in the car as we shuttle our children to and from all of these fun activities. Today, we will talk about a blog that I wrote for our website and on galtime.com's website. You can check out and read the full blog at our website, www.ifnotyouwho.org. It shares how keeping a bag filled with simple materials can make your family's time in the car and those random moments of unexpected downtime educational and fun.
You know, it seems that so many times we get the kids into the car, sometimes for 5 minutes, and sometimes, you know, it can be as much as an hour each day. And I really liked your idea in the blog of having a summer survival bag in the car, which is packed and ready for whatever can happen. And this summer survival bag can be used when you stop to watch a sibling's tennis lesson, or maybe you have an appointment that all of a sudden has a long waiting time, or if you have a few extra minutes before you need to be somewhere and you see a park or a grassy safe area, you know, you can take the bag from the car, or you can just select an item or two to bring with you.
Right. You know, iPhones, iPads, and the handheld video games are currently such a popular way to keep children occupied during these situations.
Yes.
And while there are certainly some beneficial games and applications for children, it is really important to take advantage of CAR moments and encourage activities that serve a purpose of growth and development while also being fun and socially interactive.
You know, I really agree with you on that. You know, technology gadgets, they do seem to be the go-to item for our little backseat passengers in this day and age. So let's share a list of some quick, easy, and small things you probably already have around the house that can be put together in your own summer survival car bag.
So you recommend involving your child in filling up your favorite tote or their favorite tote or bag with all and some of the items and store in your car's trunk or back seat. That way, you will always have fun educational activities available at your fingertips.
You know, I like to think of it like this. You know, they always tell us if we should keep little nuts and nutritious snacks in the car so we're ready when we get that hunger feeling. And I feel like that's the same way because we never know when our kid, when we're going to be in the car for such a long time. And if you can involve this child from the very beginning stages of making this an activity, you know, they seem to be just more excited to participate. So packing the bag together is just a great start. And I really like how you mention in the blog the obvious items to have in the bag. You know, these items allow you to make an unplanned stop at a park or something to do if there's a longer soccer practice for an older sibling.
Yes, you know, and as a busy mom, I also really like having these obvious items in the car because sometimes I just forget them or we run out and it's great to have a spare that we know is tucked away in the trunk.
Right.
And always said, I'll go through the obvious items quickly right now, but as always, you know, adapt these as you might need for your family. So think about what's important for you. So for the obvious items we think you should keep in your bag this summer would be sunscreen, a water bottle, snacks, of course. We know children are always wanting little munchies. But just be careful to make sure you pack items that won't melt in that left when left in the hot car. So whole wheat pretzels, crackers, dried fruit, nuts, etc. Tennis shoes. Since so often the kiddos are in sandals for the summer, we want to make sure they have good, sturdy shoes that allow for a variety of activities while still protecting their feet.
You know, then the next thing after the obvious items, we suggest are some educational and developmental materials to place in the bag. Again, let your child help select some of the items, as they will be more excited to play with their chosen objects. So let's first include colored pencils, as crayons and markers can get hot and melt or leak. And then a coloring book or just a plain paper notebook is also needed. Now, make sure there's a hard enough surface to make it easy to draw on, which is why I really like those small notebooks of plain paper.
And this is a great time where you can give suggestions while driving on how they can use the paper. You know, perhaps you can have them draw a picture for grandma or a friend, or a picture of what they see outside in the car. Or you can make a checklist of items they can find. A cement truck, fire hydrant, stoplight, etc. Paper and writing utensils can fill lots of time during car rides, and they're really perfect for any age.
Yes, you know, you can have a 2-year-old coloring as well as a 15-year-old coloring in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And the next item we want to put in that survival bag is a deck of cards. You know, Go Fish is a great game for young children to use number recognition skills. You know, you've got hearts, you've got Old Maid, War, you know, there's all other kinds of card games that can become favorites to play in the car. Or, you know, just have a young child do sorting with the cards. You know, maybe place all the fives in a pile or all the hearts in a pile. You know, it's an easy activity that still encourages some thinking.
And here's an item that is so useful for the long car rides, especially if a stop is needed to release some extra energy. A jump rope. I remember doing lots of jump roping when we were on our car trip.
We did.
And if actual jump roping is too advanced, so a younger child perhaps, you can have a child place the jump rope in a line on the ground and hop back and forth over the rope. Vary how you jump using 1 foot or 2 feet. and continue this for a whole length of the jump rope.
You know, jump roping is encouraged by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy activity and is something that adults and kids, you know, they can share in doing. I always would have a jump rope in my classroom, and they would, you know, be jump roping it, you know, next to their coats in the hallway just to release that extra energy. And, you know, and solo or group jumping can be encouraged if you have that jump rope that's ready to use. You know, first, having the right size jump rope makes a big difference for beginning jumpers. You know, for a one-person jump rope, what you want to do is stand with 2 feet in the center of the rope and then pull the handles up with your hands until they are even with your chest. Now, if there's a lot of excess rope left over, then that jump rope is too long for you, so look for a different size.
Or one of the old school tricks, if it's too long, just tie a knot in on each side by the handles and keep tying the knot until it fits your child.
Right, right.
And to jump rope successfully, a child needs to have good balance, a full range of motion for hands, elbow joints, knees, and legs. Basic jumping requires a child to make circles with their hands while holding the rope and keeping their elbows bent and close to the body. You need good hand-eye coordination for the rope to sweep under the feet. So a lot of different things are learned and worked on while jump roping. And if you don't have a child-sized jump rope, like we mentioned, tie knots in ones that are too long, or, you know, even Amazon is a great place to find jump ropes for as little as $3.
You know, and when you engage in group jumping, all of a sudden other kids appear and socialization skills are being developed. They want to get in that jump rope and jump also, you know, and we talk so much about literacy skills for preschoolers in regard to reading and writing. Well, physical literacy is also a term being used in schools. The basic collection of skills for physical literacy are running, jumping, skipping, catching, throwing, and kicking. And here's a jump rope that can be used to aid with three of those, running, jumping, and skipping, by just using different methods of movement with the rope.
And add a jump rope roping rhythm, and you're developing a multitude of learning skills. You know, how fun to memorize a jump rope rhyme for all the family to know and jump to.
As you can tell, we like having a jump rope in that
right
in that survival bag. It got us, you know, it got us through lots of minutes in the car after being in a car for a long time and get those wiggles out. So another item that we think to have in the summer bag is sidewalk chalk. You know, not only can a child draw pictures, but, you know, they can make a hopscotch game, they can make a four-square pattern to play with balls, write letters of the alphabet, write numerals to 20, they can draw shapes, you know, absolutely anything else you can think of doing if you have that sidewalk chalk.
Plus, having a box of chalk can keep one child busy or a group of children. You know, lots of games you can play with other children. Tic-tac-toe and hangman is a favorite even among older children.
Okay, now that next item is a ball. And just about any ball will do. Tennis, soccer, wiffle, or a beach ball. You know, playing catch and kicking by yourself or with others is a great way to use extra energy while developing necessary physical skills. You know, you can even use a ball in a doctor's waiting room. You know, just have a small ball and have your child pass the ball between their right hand and their left hand, pass it through their legs, pass it around their body. They really get intrigued by doing that.
And don't forget their non-dominant hand, too. So playing catch with their opposite hand.
That's a good point.
And making sure that we're working on the non-dominant hand and feet as well, and developing those motor skills. Another material we love having in the car is a set of Legos or Duplos. And Duplos are larger Legos. You can find them just at Target or online, or any other larger block for the younger ones. And they can really help when you're out of the car, so watching the soccer games on the blanket. You know, having a small assortment of blocks in your summer bag makes them special to.
It makes it fun
for them to play while driving or waiting. You know, when you're driving, a great trick for using Legos, Duplos, or these blocks is actually giving them a small cookie sheet with those edges, so those baking sheets or cookie sheets, and that really helps contain the pieces on their lap. You can also put them in a Tupperware and store them in the car afterwards.
Right, which brings us to our next item, a mini or a regular size Etch-a-Sketch.
I love these.
I know, old-fashioned, yes. But still a basic toy that helps with many skills like eye-hand coordination, thinking, and creativity. Again, make it special by keeping it in the summer bag. You know, just put it on your child's birthday list when friends and relatives ask what to get. You know, there are no batteries, and the mini ones retail at just like $10. And yes, we know there is an Etch-a-Sketch app, but it is not the same.
No, it's not. So using one finger on the app is much different than using the knobs and the whole hand. So really try to find a real Etch-a-Sketch. Another item that is easily packed in our summer bag is Play-Doh. Now, we definitely recommend saving this for outdoor situations, but it's always fun in a hit to pull out when all else fails. The tactile feeling of Play-Doh encourages a child to roll it in a ball, make figures, poke items like sticks or rocks into it, or make a variety of fake food to pretend to taste and be creative with others.
You know, and don't forget the classic games like charades or Simon Says, rock, paper, scissors, or duck, duck, goose to play.
And the all-time favorite for the summer bag are simple books and magazines.
Yes.
Some families go to the library every 2 weeks and just select books to put in the summer bag. The books will only stay in the car and are anxiously looked at while the children are in the car, which is so great.
I know of other families, you know, who keep only children-type magazines in the car as a special treat. You know, they've got Zoo Book magazines, the Highlight magazine, National Geographic for kids, and others that you can, you know, check out at the library or get a subscription in a child's name, and that would make a great year-round birthday gift.
That's a great idea. The items we just mentioned are, just in review, and again, we'll have this all in the recap on the Word of Mom Radio website, as well as the If Not You Who website under Productive Play Recap. But the items we talked about are colored pencils, coloring book or notebook, deck of cards, jump rope, sidewalk chalk, a ball of any size, Legos, Duplos, or other blocks, an Etch-a-Sketch, Play-Doh, and books and magazines. These are all the educational items for the summer bag. Now let's share some items and ideas that can be used when a child is strapped and stuck in that car seat.
And we know there are times we're in the car alone with a child, and sometimes another child or another adult or sibling is there with you. You know, when you are driving and just have one child with you, this item has been a lifesaver. You know, 30 years ago, moms were making their own version. I did. And you still can. It is a treasure hunt jar, and we would fill it with bird seed.
Today you can actually find them in stores, and they are called Find It Games. They retail for about $20, but you can make your own easily and much more affordably than that. My favorite size is just using an empty plastic water bottle, a standard, you know, 12 to 16 ounces. But there are many sizes of water bottles which fit into a young child's hand. So whatever you have, just use that. Place 10 small items in the jar or water bottle, such as a paperclip, marble, needle, rubber band, pushpin, safety pin, penny, toothpick, button, screw. I think you get the idea.
Yes.
Whatever tiny things you have around the house. Then fill the jar or water bottle about 3/4 full with birdseed. Screw the lid on tight and give it a good shake. And remember, if you don't have birdseed, you could use sand, soil, or even dirt. It might be a little bit of a messier preparation, but the idea here is use what you have. Make it simple for your family.
You know, we would also make sure we would tape the top closed, and then we would put a list of the items to be found on a card tied to the bottle. You know, I knew one mom that she took a picture of the items before placing in the jar and then attached the picture to the jar with a ribbon so the child could actually see what that item looked like that he was looking for. So encourage the child to shake the jar or roll the jar and then carefully rotate it until the first item you tell them to look for is found. You know, they can say the name of the item, or if possible, you know, they can show somebody in the car the item too.
I love that mom's idea of taking a picture. You know, it's great that for the younger children, perhaps taking a picture of the items works. And then for the older child, writing a list and helping them learn how to read is an opportunity for an older child to also enjoy this.
That's right. Right.
So, you know, based on how old your children are. Another go-to car game is 20 questions. One person simply thinks of an object and the other person can ask up to 20 yes or no questions to figure out the object. Trade roles with the occupants of the car of who asks the questions.
You know, and then you have the classic I spy. You know, here the leader states, I spy with my little eye something red or something bigger than a car or something with wheels or a description of something you can see through the window of the car or something inside the car. The other person names something that would meet that description, something red, perhaps it was a red napkin, until the correct object is found with the eyes.
And another way to play I spy is
is
to give a child a picture book or magazine and have them spy something in the book or magazine that fits the leader's description. And don't forget games like the license plate game or finding plates to all 50 states or the alphabet game when you say aloud each letter of the alphabet in order when you see it on a billboard or sign.
You know, and counting is always fun. Count the cows, count the red cars, stop signs, water towers. You know, and depending on what you see outside the car is going to determine what a child needs to count. You know, if you're in the city, counting garbage trucks or cabs can be the norm. And if you're in the suburbs, schools, playgrounds, or mailboxes might be what you want to count. And, you know, set goals of finding and counting up to 3 objects or 5 or 10, whatever works for your child.
And, of course, there's always singing.
Oh.
You can check out from the library sing-along CDs or use other sources of music. But families and individuals have favorite songs, so create your own sing-along in the car.
You know, one year for Christmas, we gave a gift of a CD of songs to our family.
Mm-hmm.
And each family member got to choose 3 or 5 of their favorite songs, and we would put everyone's selected songs on a CD for everybody to share, you know. And we even included grandparents in the selection process, so all types of music was on the CD, and we would listen to it in the car. And everyone felt special when their chosen song was played, and we would sing along to it. And oh boy, I just saw that we're running out of time, but I also want to mention books on tape. These can also be found at your local library or even on iTunes, and they help spend the time in the car. Make that time in the car go by so quickly.
For both kids and adults.
Yes, yes.
So as we come to the end of our show, we'll quickly review what to put in that summer survival bag one more time. Sunscreen, water bottle, snacks, tennis shoes, colored pencils, remember because crayons and markers can melt, coloring book or note bag, deck of cards, a jump rope, sidewalk chalk, books to read, and magazines. Tennis balls, soccer balls, golf balls, whatever you have, Legos, Duplo blocks, or other blocks, an Etch-a-Sketch, Play-Doh, treasure hunt jar, CDs of songs, and books on tape.
Oh, what a great collection. It doesn't take up that much time, so it's an easy to fill up. You know, we also try to suggest some media that goes along with our theme today. So actually, you know, I think I would direct you first to the internet to just do a search for car games for kids or road trip games. You know, there's quite a variety of sites to look at, and you can find your own special family game for the car.
Next is a selection of nonfiction books, which work well, too, for time in the car. I particularly like an Osborne Pup book titled See Inside Your Body. Most preschoolers are intrigued by the pictures, and you can spend time looking at the pictures all by themselves.
And finally, just a CD of music. And after giving it some thought, we thought we would suggest a playlist of songs we share for Volume 1 on our website, www.ifnotyouwho.org, because here we have 37 songs you can download from the site that cover 13 different genres of music. So just go to Explore by Activity, choose all the activities, and click on songs. You know, the majority of the songs are children's songs, but jazz, Broadway, reggae, and everything in between are also there. You know, my 3-year-old grandson listens to the CD in the car and notices the different rhythms and always asks, "What's playing now?"
He's so inquisitive.
Yes, he is.
As always, if you have any questions, ideas, or comments, you can track us down on the Word of Mom Radio website or on our website, www.ifnotyouwho.org, where you can also find a recap of today's show.
You know, thanks for joining us today, and to you, Alyssa, for your suggestions as we get ready for summer. Everyone needs a little encouragement, and we want to share just new bits of knowledge in our role as parents, and we hope you gain something worthwhile to help you today. But more importantly, the child in your life thanks you. And back to you, Dori.
Well, thank you, Debbie and Alyssa, for a really fun way to make sure that you've got things to do with your kids in the car. And before I wrap up, I want to say hello to our show sponsor today, EverythingFamily.net. So why don't we hear from Kaz Winters?
Mom, do you need resources to help your family thrive? I'm Kaz Winters, the mother of Family Ideas and owner of EverythingFamily.net. In addition to hundreds of free and easy ideas for families, including articles by experts, browse through pages featuring hundreds of books for babies through grandparents, find illustrated children's stories, adventures for teens, activities for kids of all ages, and books for family celebrations. Discover parenting ideas and books with answers for challenging times. Our assortment covers most genres, from fiction, biographies, and romance to mysteries, sci-fi, poetry, and more. If you're searching for a perfect gift, our artisans and crafters create delightful one-of-a-kind items. Want a personalized touch? We can personalize t-shirts, teddy bears, and much, much more with a name or photograph. Families are incredible, and I invite you to join ours. Visit my website at www.everythingfamily.net, and you will feel right at home.
And I do encourage you, and you can also get to hear from Kaz every first Wednesday of the month on the Sneaky Mom Show. So I loved everything that they had to share. And I'm going to throw one in there myself, because as a mom of, you know, 3 little kids, well, not anymore, they're all 3 adults now, but when my kids were younger, they were only, you know, I mean, they're 27, 25, and 22 now. So you do the math, you know, separate 20 years and things. And one of the things I used to love to do with them in order for them to understand time is we would play a movie in our mind. You know, they went through their Disney phase, and so let's pick The Lion King. And we would put the movie in our mind, and we would sing the opening song of Circle of Life. And then the drive would go along, and we'd be driving along, and then one of them would say, you know, Mommy, where are we in the movie? And I'd look at the time, and I'd say, you know what? We're all the way at Hakuna Matata. That's how long we've been in the car. So we would talk about everything leading up to that scene, and then we would sing that song, and they, you know, and I would let them know, because we would take very long car trips, that we'd have to watch 3 different movies in our mind for us to be able to get to where we were going. And it was a great way for me to keep them active, keep them entertained and engaged, and also kind of let them understand how time happens, you know, at that age where they don't know about time yet. But I love everything that they have to share. And I do encourage you to go to ifnotyouwho.org and take a look at all of the great information and things that they share on that website to make sure that your preschooler is ready to attend kindergarten. And I thank you for tuning in today. Tomorrow we'll be here on the Mompreneur Model Show sharing Donna Cravata from Social Sage PR, and I hope that you will tune in for that. Tuesday we'll be here next week with Janice Clark and Social Media Help Not Hype. And for those of you listening live or in the next few days, have a very safe and blessed Memorial weekend. And just remember, while you're doing it, it's not about barbecues. It's about giving thanks to the men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice for this country. So to all of you out there in the armed forces that have made that, and your families and everything else, we thank you. So for all of you tuning in, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thank you so much for joining us here on Word of Mom Radio. And go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.